Hello, 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 and welcome to another edition of Real Tech Guy Radio. I'm Jonathan Rivera, the Real Tech Guy, and you can tell, can't you? You can tell this show is under construction. I am making some major changes, obviously cut off the front-end music. Want to get something a little bit cooler, maybe a little more updated, maybe a little more techno-ish, I don't know. But we are going through major changes. And one of the major changes is something that we spoke about a little while back. I don't remember exactly which episode it was, but if I look back, I can find out. But it's basically that change where I am going to try and bring you a radio show and a webinar follow-up, so that you can actually apply the stuff that you begin to learn, all right? So this is new. This is a new gig, and this was announced right at the beginning of September, I think. It was on Real Tech Guy Radio, episode number 71. Oh, and I can't believe I forgot to say this, but yes, 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 this is Real Tech Guy Radio, episode 74. Always got to mark that stuff out, right? So anyways, back in show 71, I announced the changes where we were going to start adding some webinars, get some how-tos. You guys can look over my shoulder and learn what I'm up to. And the first one is coming up. So check it out. On today's show, I've got a special guest. He's my buddy Darren Persinger. He's been on the show a few times. And right at the beginning of this interview, you're going to find out something interesting about how I've been working with Darren and how it's helped my business, because it has helped my business majorly. I mean, big time. And we'll talk about that more later on. But I just want to welcome you to the show and let you know that today is going to be a little controversial, because Darren and I are talking about why your 2012 business plan is going to fail. And it's funny, it's kind of early to be talking about business plans, but I think that's one of the major points that Darren makes in this interview. So with that said, I'm going to take us into the interview, and I'll let you know one additional thing. When the interview is over, you'll find out how you can join us for the first webinar, the webinar that I'll be doing with Darren. So just remember, right after the interview, towards the later end of the show, you'll get instructions on how you can sign up for that webinar. Thank you and enjoy the interview. Most agents' 2012 business plan is going to fail. Why do you say that, man?
I don't think that's being tough. Maybe I'm a little cynical, I guess. I've been around this industry, the real estate industry, long enough to see that the majority of agents are not going to hit their business plan goals. I got licensed in 97, so have seen agents create business plans for 15 years now, and the vast majority of them are not going to hit their goals. But most business plans are going to fail.
Now, have you just worked with agents or brokerages? I mean, who have you helped? Why should we really listen to you other than me saying, hey, Darren's a cool guy?
Yeah, agents, mega teams, taking agents from, you know, 0 transactions to 12 transactions a year, and then taking teams from 80 transactions to 120 transactions a year, turning brokerages around that aren't profitable, that are failing, ready to shut the doors, making them profitable, growing their agent count and their profitability, all of that. All of that good stuff.
Oh, so you actually have something backing you up. That must be why I like you so much. It's nice.
Results. Yeah. It's all about results, Jonathan.
That's exactly it. Implementation and results. Yeah. That's one or two of my favorite things right there. So, I mean, let's dive into this. What are some of the things that cause agents' plans to fail, and why you think that our listeners are you guys are going to fail, Darren's telling you.
Yep. Well, I can tell them reason number one that they're going to fail is I guarantee that most people that will be listening to this don't have a business plan already for 2012.
Okay. I, you know what? I I've been down that road. I actually worked without a business plan for a while. I had a marketing plan, but I did not have a business plan.
So this is a lag industry, right? Like, especially with the way the market is now and how long it takes to close transactions. So if an agent hasn't created their business plan and started implementing it already, they're already behind 2, 3, 4 months. So now they're not really getting their business started and off the ground until, April, March or April. That's why they're going to fail right there. They're only working 9 months out of the year, and they probably projected out working 12 months out of the year.
So that's interesting. So what you're saying is that since we have this lag in the industry, that we should be starting earlier to get ready for next year. So is that where you're going with this?
And yeah, an agent's business, they need to start looking at their 2012 business plan actually needs to be implemented starting October 1st. But most agents and most brokerages aren't even doing training for their agents to help them create a business plan until late November, early December. And that's too late. You're too late already.
I'm thinking back to it, and I used to do that too, because I remember that in those, and now I see it, now that you're saying it, ding, the little light bulb goes off. But I'm like, yeah, I remember when time was slow. I used to take most of December off. That was my family time, and I would do my business plan around then. No freaking wonder, dude.
So then you don't start implementing the stuff until maybe January, but then you've lost all your momentum. And then whatever you do in January doesn't actually start showing up until March or April. And then, yeah, like you said, they take off December. So actually, where they're 9 months, they're actually probably only working 7 to 8 months. And look, I'm not trying to be harsh on anyone. I did this for the first year in my business until someone pointed it out to me and said, "You're taking off too soon and you're starting too late. You're going to fail."
Well, that was really nice of them to let you know. So I guess it's really nice of you to let us know. We've turned this into a positive thing. All right. So what are the things that they need to be preparing for? Just give us a few ideas of what things they're falling behind on, that maybe they should be paying attention to right now.
Well, they have to create their business plan for 2012 starting now. And to level up on that, they need to create a fourth quarter strategy session. They need to go through and create like a little mini business plan for the last quarter of the year and go, okay, what are my goals here? How do I want to finish out the year? Because how I finish out the year is how I'm going to start the year. So they have to have that little plan in place. And they need to know those exact numbers that they're going to hit. They need to know how they're going to hit those numbers. And then that will propel them into 2012.
So this is, I mean, so we're actually planning that fourth quarter strategy session coming up on Thursday. So that's the good news for the listeners if they want to find out about that. But give me some examples of what they might be slacking on right now. What goes to the wayside going into these last few months of the year? What is it that people do less of?
Everything.
That's pretty broad.
Everything. And like you said, you took December off.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You and I were just talking before we started recording how important family time is.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with taking time off as long as you're aware of the amount of time that you're going to be taking off and don't, project that into your business plan for next year. If you know that you're taking December off, then you know that you're only working 11 months out of the year. So stop thinking that you're working 12 months or 50 weeks or however much time you're projecting, because that's going to throw your numbers way off. But what I have observed in my 15 years in this industry is that people don't just take December off It's not just like the last 2 weeks of the year. It is pretty much all of December. It starts around Thanksgiving. In fact, some people stop working around Halloween.
Really?
Yeah. They just kind of like slow down and think, well, no one's going to buy the last part of the year, and you know, I have to get my kids' costumes ready, and I have to take them out for Halloween stuff. And now that Halloween's over, well, I just need to get ready for Thanksgiving now. So let me get ready for Thanksgiving, and then I have to get ready for, you know, Christmas shopping the day after Thanksgiving to go out Christmas shopping. So let me get ready for that. And they just kind of, their business goes on hold for the last quarter of the year.
And it sounds like they burn a bunch of money while they're at it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There's all kinds of things wrong with that scenario. All kinds of things. So what are we doing, man? We're really, because we don't want to give away the farm, but this idea really stuck with me when you said it. I don't know, whenever it was that we were talking last week. And the idea of preparing for next year, you know, in the fourth quarter at the beginning, sounds like a damn good idea. So what are we putting together for everyone on Thursday's webinar?
I have a fourth quarter strategy session planning that will walk them through all this stuff. Just help them become aware, get clarity about how much time they're actually working, get some clarity about where they were at last year, how they can start progressing forward with things, help them create a plan, help them goal set throughout the year, help them create the action plan on what they have to do to hit those goals and how to finish out this year strong. Because look, I mean, look at it this way. If you're a sports fan and you're watching sports or anything, even if you're winning the game the first three quarters, if you quit or don't show up for the fourth quarter, there's still a really good chance that you're going to lose. It doesn't matter what you did the first three quarters. You have to play the whole game.
I like that. We're going to lose if we don't start planning here in October to lead in. All right, so we've got a strategy session. We're going to be working on goals. We're going to be working. We're going to have like handouts in the whole nine yards. So what will they have accomplished after this webinar? I mean,
they're going to know exactly what they have to do to finish out the fourth quarter. But more importantly, here's the thing that I want them to understand. It's not just how they're going to finish out this year. So maybe they're a little short on their goals for this year. Maybe it helps them finish out strong, have a couple extra closings that they weren't going to have before, which helps makes their holidays a little bit easier on them. You know, I was sharing this on one of my group calls for Levels Coaching the other morning. My nieces always knew, they told me, they knew how well I was doing in real estate and in my sales based upon the gifts that I gave them for Christmas.
That's funny.
Now, that's a little tough for me to like swallow and look back on, you know, when they're little girls and going, man, that was sticking with them. They knew if times were tough for me or if I was doing really well based upon the gifts that I gave them. So moving forward, I don't want that to happen. Again, I don't want to have those ups and downs and worry if my holiday isn't going to be great, if I'm not going to be able to take the vacation that I want to take or give out the gifts that I want to give.
Yeah, it's interesting what kids hold on to, man. And it's interesting what they pick up on. So yeah. So essentially, everybody that comes could benefit from a better Christmas if they actually do what we show them in the webinar, right?
They're going to, yeah, they'll be able to finish out the year strong. And more importantly, I think to add some long-term perspective to this, not only will they finish out the year stronger, but then that's going to give them momentum and propel them into next year so that their 2012 will be their best year ever. I don't care what the market's like or the economy's like where they're at. We can help them have a better year if they finish out this year strong.
Yeah, man. I'm totally with that since I've been working with you. My numbers have gotten a little bit better, you know, a little bit better. Enough
just
to
a
keep
little?
Me happy.
Just a little?
A lot better, but...
double digits so, at least, right?
You know, it's good double digits, right? So that's good. So, all right. I wanted to keep this short and sweet. I know that we're going to be putting... I mean, we're going to be putting, what, at least an hour webinar together on Thursday where we'll take everybody through this. and help them finish out the year strong. So anything you want to say in closing, Darren, until we see everybody on Thursday?
Here's the thing. If they don't have a business plan yet, which what would you guess at, Jonathan, the number of agents that have a 2012 business plan already created?
By now? Oh, man, it's got to be low. I probably think that like 15 is too high.
Yeah, so I want them to just have that first aha. If they have not created their 2012 business plan, they should probably be like, oh, well, so I need to create that as soon as possible. But the step before that is creating the fourth quarter strategy and the action plan on how they're going to finish out this year. And so I want to get that to them as soon as possible. So that's why we're going to be doing that on Thursday, to get them to create that fourth quarter strategy session, which will leverage them into being able to start to plan and create the business plan for next year and actually hit their goals so that they don't fail. Because failure year after year sucks. You know, if you set out the goal to make $100,000 and you're only going to make $50,000 this year, that's not bad, but you fell half short of your goal. And that starts to wear on people. And the other thing with this goal setting, like if you set out and go, okay, I'm going to have 2 closings in January, and you don't, you're already behind the 8-ball. That means you need to have 4 closings probably in February. But then you only have 1. Now you're even further behind the 8-ball. And we get further and further behind until like halfway through the year, we just kind of throw our hands up and give up, and we start planning for the next year. Like, well, next year will be better. Next year will be better. Well, let's actually make it better. Let's do something about it.
All right. Well, I know Darren said some racy things there, but the best part is that we are doing this webinar for you on Thursday. Okay, the webinar is going to be on Thursday. You're going to be able to put your business plan together. You're going to set goals. You're going to have an action plan. And all of that is going down on Thursday. All you have to do to register for this webinar, get ready. You ready? All you have to do, it ain't even going to cost you a dime. All you have to do is go to getlevels.info. You got that? It's getlevels, levels, .info, info, right? The .info domain. Go over to getlevels.info. You'll be able to register for the fourth quarter strategy session with me and Darren on Thursday. We will see you there. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Jonathan Rivera and Real Tech Guy Radio number 74. Make it a great day just because you can, and thank you for tuning in again.